Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Daniel Donato's live shows are not to be missed. The guy who plays like he was born with a guitar in his hand fuses outlaw country, psychedelic jams, and classic rock into something he likes to call cosmic country. Donato started busking on Lower Broadway in Nashville as a teenager, and since then has played thousands of hours on stage. It's where he road tests new songs, experiments, and improvises.
I think all of that comes from the energy that's in the room, from the people that are in the community with us in Cosmic Country. And they really want us to do something that they've never seen before, which is makes every show really intense. I'm going
down. Coming up, Daniel introduces us to his Cosmic Country sound, taking us from the honky-tonk straight into outer space. He'll also talk about putting in the reps as a guitarist and treat us to some fantastic live performances. Daniel Donato, coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the invasive algae starry stonewort in four more lakes. This includes three in northern Minnesota: Garfield Lake near LaPorte in Hubbard County, Gull Lake 1 mile west of Ten Strike in Beltrami County, and Three Island Lake near Turtle River, also in Beltrami. Starry stonewort was found in these lakes during the recent Starry Trek event in early August. The annual event sees county and state staff and volunteers searching lakes for starry stonewort and other aquatic invasive species. Starry stonewort is usually identified by the star-shaped, white, bulb-like structures on the plant. These typically become visible in late summer. It can form dense mats, which can interfere with recreational uses of a lake and compete with native plants. Wild rice season technically opened over a week ago, but harvesting is still a ways out. Wet weather has created unique conditions this year. Megan Buffington has more.
Jordan Williams wouldn't go so far as to call this year a bumper crop, but he will say the rice is looking really, really nice.
Really thick, tall rice. If you know of any other place that, you know, typically has wild rice, it's probably going to have just a little bit more this year.
Williams is a wildlife biologist for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Department of Natural Resources. The rice is looking much better than it has in recent years, when drought has limited harvests, and low water meant you couldn't reach the stands that did do well. That's one advantage of all the rain this summer.
This year is something that I haven't really noticed before, ever. My experience where we've had enough water to get just about anywhere you need to, and then you still have just a really, really thick rice bed.
The Minnesota DNR's Wild Rice Outlook promises similar success for many ricers, though high water and summer storms did impact some stands. The DNR reminds ricers that it's illegal to harvest green rice. He has a couple more reminders.
Make sure, you come with prepared with all your safety equipment, life jackets, and cell phone. Make sure people know where you're at. Making sure that, you're going out there and harvesting in a respectful way.
Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Nearly 120 acres of land will become part of the Namaji State Forest south of Cloquet, thanks to a donation from the Trust for Public Land. The DNR received the land donation from the nonprofit after it acquired parcels bordering the forest from private property owners using grants from the Outdoor Heritage Fund. The parcel added to the forest features mixed hardwood and protects wildlife habitat in an area valued for outdoor recreation. A news release says the acquisition also supports watershed protection, provides the opportunity for better forest management, and safeguards land from fragmentation due to development. Four projects in northern Minnesota gained support from the Urban Agriculture Grants from the Minnesota Department of Ag. These competitive grants aim to promote youth agricultural education and agriculture-connected community development. The Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area will revitalize the club's garden space. They will begin a new curriculum, capture rainwater to eliminate flooding, add a pollinator garden, and develop a plan to build sustainability into the program. The Headwaters Regional Development Commission in Bemidji will revitalize the Conifer Estates Community Garden. The Northwestern Minnesota Juvenile Center in Bemidji will provide hands-on agricultural opportunities to the youths housed there. They will restore a greenhouse with utilities, create a fenced-in space to add more garden beds, and purchase equipment. Hermantown Community Schools will develop a learning garden. The garden is intended to expose kids from pre-kindergarten through 5 years old to the growth cycle and the process of growing food. Nashua Kewatin is gathering input on the future of a historic school mural. The mosaic in the old high school library was built in the 60s, according to the 2003 Nashua Centennial Book. The 105-square-foot mosaic is made of some 15,000 Venetian glass tiles from Italy. It depicts the history of the area, including mining and railroad imagery and a church, schools, and other historic structures. Nashua Kewatin is moving into its new school this fall. That's where the listening session about the mural will be at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
From NPR's World Cafe, hey, I'm Kaleo. I feel like I'm watching a brilliant magic trick as Daniel Donato performs in our studio. Locked in with his band Cosmic Country, I catch myself saying, how did he do that? As Donato hits you with some sleight of hand playing a mind-bending guitar solo. If Donato's playing looks like it's effortless, it comes from getting his reps in. The Nashville musician was busking on Lower Broadway by his early teens, followed it up by logging over 400 shows, 464 to be specific, playing hours on end in Don Kelly's band at the iconic venue Robert's Western World. Since then, he's released three albums and introduced us to the world of cosmic country, a mantra, a sound, a philosophy, and the name of his band. Like magic, there's a bit of mystery, a transcendent evocation. Today, Daniel will break it all down for us, and we'll talk about his new record, Horizons. But first, a live performance from our studios. Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country. Here's Sunshine in the Rain.
Carry the load. Sun leans in from up on high. might need the studio to cool off a bit before we start talking in it. Recorded live on World Cafe, it is Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country performance of Sunshine in the Rain. It is from the new album Horizons, which follows his 2023 breakout Reflector. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Daniel, this was so awesome to start us off on the right foot. Nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
You've got some very talented players. Would you mind introducing them for the show?
We got Mustang McGee on the Doghouse bass and vocals. Perspiration today. We got Bronco Clark on drums, chimes, and vocals. And Sugar Leg on organ and piano and vocals. And when we play live, he also plays guitar.
Beautiful. Y'all sound great. How do you communicate on stage?
It's a dynamic situation.
Yeah.
It really does depend on what's going on. Sometimes we communicate really literally, and then sometimes we also do it musically. Mm-hmm. But if anyone has an idea, we go there.
How much beforehand knowledge do you need of, like, who's going to do something bigger? Or you just read it?
Yeah, I feel like all four of us have a tendency to love improvising, and we have faith when things musically go in a nonlinear place, and we'll always catch each other. We'll be in one key, and then we'll bring it to another key, and we'll stay there for a while, and if not, we'll bring it back, and sometimes we change time signatures a lot, and I think all of that comes from the energy that's in the room from the people that are in the community with us in Cosmic Country.
Yeah.
They just bring so much energy, and they really want us to do something that they've never seen before, which is makes every show really intense.
Yeah, and also challenging, I imagine, in certain ways.
There's never a show where we can just do the same set that we did last night and not really be at least 70% there.
Right. It's just as much for your benefit as it is for the audience is getting a different version of a song they know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's living.
This is World Cafe. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Daniel Donato. The new album from Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country is called Horizons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do want to talk about one more thing from the stage, because when you were a teenager, you played at the very famous Roberts Western World in Nashville alongside the Don Kelly Band, which is a residency. I imagine, and you were a teenager, like 17 or something like that when you started. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's the perfect training ground to like have these types of jam sessions where you kind of got to make it work, right?
Not a lot of jamming at Roberts. Roberts, you know, they really are the home of traditional country music and Western swing and cowboy songs. And what I learned there was of multitudes of realities, but how to put together a show that is danceable, that includes songs that are truthful, and how to keep energy in a place that is very buoyant, so it never touches the ground. And the deal with Roberts is, you know, we play for 4-hour sets there, and we played for 4 nights a week. And with Don Kelly, I played 464 shows with him.
Yeah.
And he is just the quintessential, fantastic band leader that is kind of an archetype in the music business. Really hard on his musicians, and you got to be on time. Everything's got to work. You got to be listening for what the next song is and the count off. And Cosmic Country runs a lot like that, except we improvise a lot more. It's a little more, you know, cosmic.
Cosmic Country, it's a band. It's a musical style. It might even be a state of mind. Mm-hmm. Would you be up for giving our audience a primer on what Cosmic Country means to you?
Yeah, I think it means something to everybody that is turned on by it. It seems to me to be a frequency of sorts. But, you know, it's like a yin and yang. Mm-hmm. There's chaos and there's order. And, you know, you think of a country, there's a great Harlan Howard quote, one of my favorite songwriters, wrote a bunch of great songs. Heartaches by the Number or Tiger by the Tail. And he said country music is three chords and the truth.
Yeah.
So you have this order of simplicity happening, and there's beauty in that. And then you think of the cosmos, and that is the very definition of what is unknown to us. Mm-hmm. And there's a sense of exploration, and there's a sense of discovery that's there. And there's a beauty in that as well. And there's a truth in that as well. And so you can tie those two together from these vast domains of what's chaotic and what's orderly. And we try to traverse that every night.
How long did it take you to find yourself to the heart of Cosmic Country?
Growing up in Nashville, I tried my hand at doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
When I tried my hand at songwriting at first, the kind of songs I was writing, publishers weren't, it wasn't their thing. They didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do with it, huh?
Yeah, and that's fine. So I knew the kind of music I was writing, to me, felt, because I just love country music so much. I love older traditional honky-tonk country music, and Bob Wills and Ernest Tubb and all the, you know, Merle and George Jones and Lefty Frizzell and all of that. And I knew I loved country, and I knew that what I was writing had the spirit of all of that music in it. But I just didn't know what kind of country it was. For a long time, I got really down about it. And one day I was playing at Roberts and I was leaving, and there's this old man that hangs down at Roberts. His name's Donnie. And he would always come in and he would pay for wine in loose change. And he had a styrofoam cup that he brought with him every day. And, you know, everyone at Roberts knew him. And they just, you know, they let him hang around. And we were playing, it was a Wednesday, there was no one there really. And I was leaving, you know, he goes, "That was cosmic country, Danny." You know, Donnie had been seeing me play for years at that point. He'd seen my whole evolution of what I was working on. And he said, "That was cosmic country." And I was right there in that alley. I was like, that's what the kind of country it is. That's
brilliant.
That's totally what I feel in my soul, because I've always been a truth seeker.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumble a lot. I'm a human, you know, but my aim is always to find that what's most real and what's happening in any moment. And that's what I think has brought this band together and our community together, and even to this room here today with you and everybody, is that seeking for the truth. And that cosmic variable, to me, is a great word to describe what's going on in my heart and my soul, you know. So yeah,
I think we owe Donnie a lot of love for he may not have come up with it, but he was the right conduit at the right moment.
Yeah, he said it, and to me that was years of real insecurity that I had living in Nashville that was just instantly resolved. It's like when I heard that, I was like, that's for everyone.
Yeah,
everybody can find some truth in that. So, yeah.
This is World Cafe. Coming up, we've got more with Daniel Donato, including talking about the new album Horizons. But first, another live performance. What's the origin story of Better Deal Blues? Great opening line to this one too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, there's all kinds of great heartbreak honky tonk songs.
Oh yeah, it's almost like it's best subject, you know.
Totally. This song's gone through a couple different variations, but I really just wanted to have a song in our repertoire that was just a heartbreak honky-tonk song. And that's this.
We would love to hear it.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country here on World Cafe.
A one, two, a one, two. Yeah.
the best direction.
Daniel Donato with Better Deal Blues. His new album out now is called Horizons. Coming up, everything you hear on the album was played earlier at one of his live shows before it got the go-ahead. Find out why Donato isn't afraid to get audience feedback and more live performances with his band Cosmic Country. That's when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo, having a very good time in studio with Daniel Donato. The Nashville singer-songwriter and guitarist has a new album called Horizons. His live performances are already a thing of legend. Last Halloween, the band reenacted Charlie and the Chocolate Factory during one of their concerts. That's not the only thing they do at shows, though.
So some of your fans know a lot of these songs because they've heard them played out live. You road tested almost every song on Horizons out and about?
I think every song.
Yeah. I think that is so fascinating because occasionally you hear a band say, we tested out one or two songs, but they keep things pretty close to the vest, but not you. I really respect it. I think it's a pretty interesting way to put your raw stuff out there.
Yeah.
What was the impetus for doing the entire or putting the entire album out there for people to hear?
Well, there's like a dichotomy of things that are perhaps more fluid and things that are more crystallized.
Yeah.
You know, and when these songs come about, you know, we play so much that it helps us to play new songs to keep things fresh and keep things living and dynamic and challenging for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the more fluid side of things. And on when you crystallize a song and you put it on a record, that gives that song another opportunity to unveil its potential in a different framework and presentation than a live performance.
Yeah.
And that's really fun for us as a band.
What are you and the band looking for in terms of reaction? What are you seeing that's telling you, this is a good one, this is a keeper, or this one's not quite there yet, we need to do a couple of things with it? What are you looking for out there?
I don't know. I think that's probably I'd be surprised if any of us were conscious enough of what exactly it is, aside from it feeling good and sounding good.
Well, I mean, there was one show we did just kind of in this vein where we have a song called About the Angels, and we just weren't making up our mind. We were kind of had like two different directions, like, all right, we could do this kind of fast, like a train beat, or it could be kind of like this slow, dark ballad. And the way we decided was we went out for our encore and we're like, all right, everybody, check this out. We're going to play a new song two different ways. We just focus grouped it.
Florida.
And yeah, we just, so, you know, there's no rule on how you get the feedback, I guess. I guess you're just looking for some kind of energy.
We're just really transparent with our community. You know, and you know, there's really not a veil.
No, it doesn't seem like that at all.
Yeah, there's no music business veil between us, and nothing secret. All is brought to light,
right,
as it's been said. So, why not bring them in on it if they're always along for the ride anyway? They're the ones that are going to go out and support this record and listen to this record, and I find lyrics in this record that apply to their lives. Some of them get the lyrics tattooed on them. And why not share everything with them? I don't see why not,
I think it's the right thing to do. I worry, not worry, because it's not my place to worry, but as a creator, say you write something and you got a really good lick to go along with it. You're like, I love this song. I think this is one of the best songs I have ever written. And then you go out and test it, and it doesn't get any reaction.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in that situation? Do you ever have to go, the audience, they might be right on this one, but I don't care. I love it. I'm keeping it as is. Or do you make changes to get it so that the audience likes it?
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever consciously tried to do anything that we didn't like that they liked.
Oh, good.
So usually the things they like are the things that we like. And there are sometimes lag periods between things that we like and they don't know they like yet.
That's the right way to say it.
Steve Jobs, that one of his big concepts was the people don't really, it's not their job to know
what they want.
Yeah. It's your job to know, create it, instantiate it, and bring it at a high frequency level.
Yeah.
And I feel like the conviction that imbues a delivery of that source, whether it be a material product or musical, living musical experience, that faith and that conviction, I think, attracts people that are perhaps kin and cut from the same cloth of a similar frequency. So that's what we're seeing happening. There are some slower songs that I love playing and that are really song heavy.
Right, and some people want tempo. They're never going to like a slow song, no matter how good it is. It's a tempo consideration, right?
Totally. And but I think they just don't know that they like it, because it's without fail, it's always a few months later, we'll see something pop up online or somebody will be at one of our shows and they're like, I love this song. And so,
Daniel Donato, my guest. New album is called Horizons. More conversation with Daniel coming up. But first, yes, how about something a little different? Another Dimension. You up for playing it?
Absolutely, Cleo.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sending me down the line. fix broken stride, see what we find. Till the rivers don't run and the sun won't shine. Till our days are done with space and time. There's another dimension. Oh, I have no intention leaving your side. Together, we share a sign. Took all of my mind, this maiden flight, your dream is mine. Till the rivers don't run and the sun won't shine. Till our day.
It's Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country here on World Cafe, performance of Another Dimension. The new album is called Horizons, joined by Daniel. My name is Kaleo. This is World Cafe. You know, we try to do our best when we research an artist, and I didn't know we had an author of a Hal Leonard instructional book.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe it is called New Master of the Telecaster.
Yeah, I came up with that title.
Nashville phenom Daniel Donato shows you his unique pathways concept. So you, when you were 18 years old, put out like an instructional book on how to play the Telecaster. Yeah. Not a lot of 18-year-olds doing that. Like, where did that, how did that happen?
I don't know. When I was 14, I discovered the Don Kelly Band at Roberts. Yeah. And it was my first time seeing an upright bass with honky-tonk slapping and a four-piece band creating a sound so large, it felt like it was heard across all universes of universes.
Yeah.
And it was just such a realization for me. I didn't know that that was possible. And the guitar player at the time in the band, J.D. Simo, amazing country guitar player doing all these. But then in the middle of like, you see like a Johnny Cash song, like Big River.
Yeah.
You know, I told the weeping willow we had to cry, cry, cry. He would go, Led Zeppelin, ACD, all these riffs. And I was part of that Guitar Hero generation of kids that you knew every classic rock and roll song, and you knew how all the bands were related. You knew that Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds and Jeff Beck was in the Yardbirds, and then you love Led Zeppelin, then you go study Jeff Beck, then you discover, you know, Rod Stewart, you discover the Faces, and then that leads you to the Stones and to all this. And so he was a personification of both where rock and roll and country could meet.
Yeah.
And so I just became obsessed with guitar, specifically honky tonk, Telecaster style. And I just had, that was my sole focus of my life, was to learn how to play and do that. And so right after I joined the Don Kelly Band, I had the opportunity to do that book. Yeah.
Do you like the idea of teaching? Because I can tell you love playing and you love sharing ideas with your cohorts and all that. But what about the teaching aspect of it? You probably don't even have time for that, actually.
Well, I feel like if to enter the kingdom as a child, you know, that implies a studentness to it. And that if you take that concept and you apply like the as above, so below, yin and yang theory, the opposite of a student is therefore a teacher.
Yeah.
So perhaps you're both simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And so I always learn when I teach, and I learn so much from Sugar and from Bronco and from Mustang, all kinds of ideas, singing ideas from Mustang, songwriting ideas, rhythmic ideas from Bronco, harmonic ideas from Nathan. Nathan plays with a wah pedal all the time. I got a wah pedal. I'm learning how to play wah from watching him.
You're thinking about the craft a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it has the bandwidth to be, it seems to me, if the aim is outside of time.
Yes.
Then all of time you can use all of time to serve that. But I don't always do that. Some days, you know, I miss. So.
Oh, I bet you strike me as the type of person who practices multiple hours a day. Am I being too generous?
I think you guys, we all play a lot.
I remember when he got that guitar right there. We were up in Canada, and it was a brand new guitar, and it's obviously, there's a lot going on with it. It was very exciting, and he just has a habit of wearing the guitar all the time and playing all the time, just walking around. And that was the day that we met Trey Anastasio.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was raining.
And we were on our bus and Trey came by and Daniel went outside to go talk to him, and he's just standing in the rain with the brand new guitar just pouring down. And I was like kind of watching out the window. I was like, I gotta go help him right now. He's just so sucked in this conversation, probably learning something.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, give me that guitar if you're going to talk out here.
That's right. The power of Trey to distract you from anything that's going on.
Oh, yeah. We love fish. We love fish, which is not, you know, linear with honky-tonk music, but it is. I think it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with jam. So, like, it's interesting because, like, when I'm, like, trying to just pull jam stuff together in my head, it's like, fish is not Goose, is not the Allman Brothers. Right. Like, I feel like you can occupy a space in the jam world and, like, sound like a honky-tonk band, I imagine. Part of this record feels like the first half feels like so strongly honky-tonk, and then it sort of drifts into outer space as we get to the end of it.
Just like life. You know, I feel like you start on land, and then, you know, as you enter other regions, maybe less material than others, and that was kind of the gradient of all that.
Yeah. Daniel Donato is my guest here on World Cafe. We've got one more song to get with, and we actually end up back at the start, right, with the first song from the new album. Tell me a little bit about Blame the Train before we hear it.
Well, yeah. I remember the first honky tonk song I ever heard was
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend.
And it's like the symbolism of the traveler that's on a train and the you know, lonesome story is that archetype is omnipresent in American music because it is a part of the American experience of exploration and travel. And there's a lot of symbolic content to that, even though it's a train song. But I wanted to write a train song. Yeah. We'd love
to hear it if that's cool with you.
Totally.
It's Daniel Donato here on World Cafe.
1, 2. Yeah.
Recorded live in Philadelphia, it's Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country. It's Blame the Train from the new album Horizons, which is available now. The band was so great, we got to give them a little bit more love. Thanks to Sugarleg, Bronco, and Mustang. Daniel, you got something special going on here, man. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the music with us today.
So do you guys. I've been a fan for years, so thank you very much for having us.
Really appreciate it. That's Daniel Donato. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. Thanks again to Daniel Donato. New album is out today. It's called Horizons. If you want to check out video of the performance, you can find it on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Thanks to senior producer Kimberly Janad, who made all the pieces fit. Donato calls his music cosmic country, and so we must nod our heads in the direction of the late, great Gram Parsons, who over 50 years ago introduced the world to cosmic American music. Wanted to get to this one that you are probably familiar with, because the Rolling Stones covered it. Parsons Band, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Wild Horses. Exits or
Closing up shop with the White Stripes, Fell in Love with a Girl, and the Flying Burrito Brothers with Wild Horses before that. Appreciate you listening. We make this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Right now, KAXE needs your financial support. Federal funding for all public media was cut recently, and besides these federal cuts, KAXE has also received cuts from the state.